I don't think there's any way that we can start this podcast other than congratulating you, Mike.
Thank you.
You broke records in week 4 with your dong chasing ability.
Records were broken.
Chris Towers is not here. I'm Heath Cummings. You are Mike McClure. We're going to do a two-man podcast. This will be a little quicker, probably. But Chris was nice enough to send us the updated dong chaser standings. We'll get to those later.
Well,
but
did I get a dong train bonus?
There is no bonus. There will be no bonus. You did set a new weekly record last week with 36.9 fictional Chris Towers points.
Wow.
So now, oddly enough, your season long total is 20.2. But you broke the record last week with 36.9 points last week. We will get to the rest of the standings and the dong chasers a little bit later in the show. Chris always starts with the expensive pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go the other way around because that's the way that I am.
Okay.
And sure, Johnny Cueto, Dallas Keuchel are pitching. They have a good win potential, yada, yada, yada. I want to talk about the cheap guys. I want to talk namely about three of them. John Gray, Brandon Finnegan, and Jose Berrios.
Mm-hmm.
Berrios is how he actually says it.
Berrios.
I'm going to call him Berrios until he has a good game in the majors.
Okay.
But Berrios is how he actually says it. John Gray is the best cheap option, right?
Yes.
I was looking at his stats from last year. He only made 4 road starts. He had a 2.70 ERA on the road and struck out 11.3 batters per 9.
That's pretty good.
The Padres are awful, especially... Like, we make fun of the Braves for being so bad, but against right-handed pitching, the Padres have been worse.
Yeah, the Padres are terrible.
And they've not been good at home.
No.
So, I can spend $5,500 on John Gray, or I can spend twice that on Johnny Cueto.
Wow. Yeah, those are the two guys that I like the most tonight, but $5,500 is so cheap.
Right. I mean, it's a revenge game for Cueto.
Yes.
So that contributes to you likening him.
A little bit, yeah.
Keuchel, we talk about the Twins and how they are supposed to be better versus left-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They've been much worse this year against lefties.
Yeah, makes no sense.
They got like a 26% K rate, which is like Padres-esque.
Wow.
They've got a 269 wOBA, I think, against lefties. They're not good against lefties.
Yeah.
Keuchel's not been himself, though.
No, he definitely has not.
So are you picking Cueto over Keuchel because of Keuchel's struggles to start the year?
I am, and I like Cueto against the Reds. I mean,
yeah.
He's familiar with that ballpark. He knows how to pitch in that ballpark.
Right.
So I'm not really worried about that park for him.
Is there anybody, and I don't know, maybe when I threw those three names out there, Berrios, Finnegan, and Gray was the only one you were considering.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone between Cueto and Gray that you really like?
I mean, if you're... You're probably not going to play him in cash because you could just play Gray.
Right.
But Bartolo Colon does deserve a look still. The win probability is still incredibly high against the Braves.
Right.
And on a site like FanDuel, the win is very important, obviously.
I was really hoping you were going to say Adam Wainwright.
Nah.
He's only 100 more than Bartolo.
It's a sad day for Adam Wainwright, but I would rather spend 100 less and take Bartolo Colon.
Okay. What about Garrett Cole? 9,100 going up against the Cubs, who are a high variance offense. Will you play any Cole in tournaments?
Probably not.
Okay.
I might play Jason Hamill before I play Garrett Cole, actually.
There are some, and we'll get to them in just a minute. There are some BVP All-Stars against Hamill.
Well, okay.
There are also some BVP All-Stars against Cole. So going a little bit cheaper, James Shields, 7,800 on the opposite side of that John Gray matchup.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen for Shields is we know he's going to pitch 6 innings.
Uh-huh.
He's going to have 5 or 6 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, is he giving up 1 or 3 home runs tonight?
That's a fair question.
If you think he gives up 1 home run, then sure, I like him. Just 1 home run, you know he's going to get 6 innings, 6 Ks. But I don't know, I kind of like a few of the Rockies' bats tonight, too.
Right. Any interest in Berrios or Finnegan as a tournament play? I mean, not in cash, obviously. Not really.
Honestly, no. I think I have more interest in Kendall Graveman over those two.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I'm not playing any of those three, probably, that I just mentioned.
Because I think this Astros offense can still strike out a lot.
They can.
And Berrios struck out at least a batter per inning at every level in the minors. He wasn't good in his first start, which will probably keep his ownership percentage down. I'm going to have a couple of Berríos lineups.
Okay.
I think I've talked myself out of Finnegan. I was kind of excited about him earlier, but Graveman is 5,200. The Mariners are not particularly good. He does have a 52 FanDuel point game to his name this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's also got an 8 in his last start.
Yes, his last start was not good. I'm hoping that the return home to Oakland will help tonight.
Okay. Let's jump straight to the stacks. I think it's pretty clear our top two stacks of the night are going to be the Blue Jays and Mets, or at least two of the top stacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk specifically about those two teams. There's two outfielders on FanDuel that are the exact same price, $4,300. Jose Bautista, who we'd expect to be $4,300, and Michael Conforto.
Conforto, wow, he is $4,300 now.
And Mike Foltynewicz is awful.
Oh, yes.
The Braves pitcher. He has given up a 4.01 wOBA to lefties. That's terrible.
It's very bad.
I don't think A.J. Griffin's actually good.
I don't either.
He's been decent this year and by certain measurements, but he's a flyball pitcher that doesn't strike anybody out at the Rogers Center.
Yeah, it's a tough place for him to pitch.
Let's say hypothetically. And then the third one, and we'll get into this stack later, but it's Ryan Braun, who's also the exact same price against Jared Weaver.
Wow. I would say Braun will be the lowest owned of the three.
Yes, I would think so. Which one would you expect to score the most FanDuel points tonight?
Probably Bautista.
Because I think Conforto is going to be the chalk.
Yeah. He might be. Wow. It's close. It's really close tonight.
I want to play Michael Conforto against Foltynewicz.
Yeah.
Whatever. Obviously, the Blue Jays stack is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't play, is there any team, like, I know you'll have lots of lineups that aren't Blue Jays stacks and aren't Mets stacks.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any other team that you definitely want to stack?
I will be stacking the Astros a little bit tonight.
Okay, against Berríos.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a high variance play.
Yeah.
He could be terrible. I think he has the ability to be good as well, but yeah, he could be terrible. I don't dislike that. I'm going to definitely have, you talked about Ryan Braun being low owned. I think the Brewers as a whole will be low owned. Jared Weaver has struck out 4.2 batters per nine innings.
Yeah, he's not good. A very tough place to pitch at Miller Park.
He has a 3.6 ERA, amazingly.
It's pretty incredible.
I would almost wager that his ERA is going to be higher than his strikeout rate by the end of the night.
I hope so.
Braun, Domingo Santana at 2,600. If you need to save money there. Now, if you're playing John Gray, you probably don't.
Yeah, you probably don't with Gray.
Domingo Santana, really nice option leading off. LaCroix, Chris Carter. The problem is that I found at first base, I don't know how I'm going to pay $3,000 for Chris Carter, who I'm kind of excited to play, or $3,400 for Lucas Duda, when Edwin Encarnacion's only $3,400.
Yeah, it's...
Are you going to have more exposure to E5 than anyone else at first base, you think?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you could really go away from E5 tonight.
How do you feel about the Royals against Gio Gonzalez?
I think the Royals are a good stack tonight.
I think Lorenzo Cain is a great contrarian play. He's been awful.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been good at all. He's overpriced based on what he's been at. What's his price now? I thought it was $3,800, but I don't see him...
$3,100.
Okay, so he's not overpriced anymore.
Yep.
The thing is, and we looked this up on the Fantasy Baseball podcast today, he's only had 16 plate appearances against lefties this year. He was a Hall of Famer last year against lefties. He's been great against lefties this year.
Yep.
Gio's not an overpowering lefty.
No.
So I like that. I like Lorenzo Cain as kind of a contrarian option.
Yeah, I like Lorenzo Cain, and then... Another Royal. I like Salvador Perez a lot.
Okay.
Against the lefty.
Are you going to call for a Salvador and the Dong Chasers?
Probably not. He probably will not be my choice for Dong Chasers tonight.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, you could have had some fun with it, but I figured you'd built a big enough lead that you didn't have to worry about it. One quick thing that I want to mention, and this is abnormal, but there is a special free NBA contest on FanDuel tonight. I have not been playing the playoffs, and I will not, except for the free contest out there with some actual prizes. So you might as well throw a lineup in there.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason not to, and I think it might be an angry Westbrook night against the Spurs.
Yes, he's definitely going to be angry.
Whether he can do anything about
it. Whether he can do anything about it or not, I don't know yet. But
well, you know Kawhi's was going to be on Durant. So, yeah. I mean, I'd take a shot with that. Are you ready for some BVP All-Stars?
I am.
I was hoping you would say that. Catcher is a bad position for BVP tonight. Not that there's really ever a good position, but Francisco Cervelli has seen Jason Hamill 10 times. He's got 5 hits and an 1,100 OPS.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman, and I don't think it's too surprising that Freddie Freeman would be good against Bartolo. He's got 22 plate appearances against Bartolo with a 450 average and 1,100 OPS. He's yet to hit a dong, but he does have 3 extra base hits in those 22 plate appearances.
Oh.
Daniel Murphy has had some success against Edison Volquez. We didn't mention Volquez. You're not playing him tonight, are you?
I'm not playing Volquez,
okay.
No.
Daniel Murphy has set 18 plate appearances against Volquez and a 967 OPS against him. And then you mentioned you liked some of the Rockies' bats.
Mm-hmm.
They have destroyed James Shields.
Yeah?
Nolan Arenado has seen him 24 times. He's hit 4 dongs.
Wow.
In 24 plate appearances. That's a 1629 OPS.
Wow.
Shortstop, there really aren't any good options. I went with Marcus Semien, who's got a dong in 7 plate appearances against Nate Karns. Carlos Gonzalez has also had some success against James Shields. He's got 3 dongs in 27 plate appearances.
Well,
now we can see why Shields had troubles with home runs last year. It was basically just Arenado and Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Alex Gordon, which seems like a weird one because it's lefty on lefty, but he's got a 1,400 OPS against Gio Gonzalez in 12 plate appearances. And then Gregory Polanco going up against Jason Hamill. Polanco has seen Hamill 12 times. He's got a 970 OPS. One that did not make the cut because of roster constraints, Salvador Perez has faced Gio Gonzalez 6 times and reached base 5.
Okay.
Gio can't get him out.
Nope.
I know that you. And then Eric Hosmer has seen Gio Gonzalez 6 times. I apologize. 9 times, reached base 7, including 2 donks. With a 2444 OPS against Gio Gonzalez.
Wow.
I'm not playing Eric Hosmer tonight, though.
No. No chance.
Are you ready for the updated Dong Chaser standings?
I can't wait. Let's hear them.
You now lead for the season with a 20.227 score. Your average spent per player is 3707. I am not too far behind you, 17.969 with 3711. I believe you have 1 more Dong than I do. I think you have 9 and I have 8. And then Chris has spent the most money, $37.96 per player, but only has 11.078.
Ouch.
Chris needs a triple dong to get back into the race.
He does.
And I don't know. I'm going to try to get Chris to make his pick, but let's go ahead and get yours first.
Okay. I am going with Edwin Encarnacion.
I think that's a very good pick at 3,400.
Yes.
Great matchup.
Love it.
Really kind of irritates me that you did that.
I mean, you kind of knew that you had to have had some idea that that's where it was going to go.
The reason it bothers me so much is not that, I mean, there's plenty of other good options tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to take him or Bautista. When I take Bautista, well, he's $900 more.
Yeah.
But I think Bautista's going to hit 2 donks tonight, so I'm going to go with Jose Bautista at $4,300. I would be okay if they went back-to-back once, and then Bautista hit another one later.
How about they both hit 2 donks?
Okay.
You don't need to gain on me today. You can gain on me later in the week.
Chris is doing some very important things.
Mm-hmm.
So he may not respond. It says that he's on chat right now, but that's probably just because he left his computer open.
Probably.
Do you have a DraftKings lineup for us tonight? Because I do if you don't.
I do not.
You don't. Okay. Tell me what you think of this lineup on DraftKings. I like it a lot. I'm going with Dallas Keuchel and John Gray as my starting pitchers.
Okay.
Jonathan LaCroix at catcher. Edwin Encarnacion at first. Daniel Murphy at second. Josh Donaldson at third. Alcides Escobar, of course, at mm-hmm. shortstop.
Of course.
Michael Conforto, Jose Bautista, and Mike Trout in the outfield.
That is a pretty good outfield, and the whole I like the lineup a lot.
I'm spending a lot of money on outfield today.
Yeah.
I keep finding. Do you have a John Gray lineup or a Johnny Cueto lineup?
I have a John Gray lineup.
Okay, you give your John Gray lineup. I will come up with a Dallas Keuchel lineup while you do that, because I don't think we both need to give John, our lineups would be way too similar if we both give John Gray lineups.
Yeah, I think they would be pretty similar there. All right, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, John Gray, Jonathan Lucroy, Edwin Encarnacion, Jed Lowry, Josh Donaldson, Jonathan Villar, Jose Bautista, Michael Conforto, and Yoenis Cespedes.
That's very nice. That's very nice, and that was very similar to the lineup I had, although I did have Posey at catcher.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can fit Posey in, he's underpriced at 3,400.
He is.
He's very good against lefties, and this is a great park factor shift for him going to Cincinnati. The one thing Brandon Finnegan's two things. He's had trouble with walks, and he's had trouble with dongs. And Posey could take advantage of both.
Yes.
My Keuchel lineup, and I don't know if the hitting is really, like, it's not as good, but I'm not sure how much worse it is.
Yeah.
I've got Keuchel. I've got Jonathan Lucroy, E5 at first base. Kelby Tomlinson is my second baseman.
I like it.
$2,100. Rendon at third. Alcides at shortstop. Bautista, Granderson, and Domingo Santana.
Yeah, no, after looking at it, I do think that Cueto in cash games is probably going to be the way to go, or Cueto or Keuchel, whoever
right.
you like, is going to be the way to go, probably.
Yeah, because, and we've talked about this many times before, and we've got a few extra minutes because we didn't. It's amazing how fast this podcast has gone.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've covered all the same things we normally do, just with two opinions, I guess, instead of three.
Yeah.
We have missed Chris, and he'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. There's no guarantee that $4,000 hitters produce $4,000 results.
None.
But, like, A.J. Griffin is terrible.
He is bad.
What percentage of your lineups, not just roughly,
mm-hmm.
do you want to be, like, full Blue Jays or Mets stacks tonight? A lot of them?
Yeah. Probably half.
It seems like really unlikely that one of those two things go wrong. And I totally forgot to tell you who the BVP pitcher was. It was your boy, Adam Wainwright.
Wow. That lineup's not cashing tonight.
You never know. Adam Wainwright could go seven innings and strike out three and not give up any runs and get a win.
It's going to be weird. Wainwright's going to strike out like six tonight now.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many runs is he going to give up?
Two.
Two? Then he's not going to be a terrible play.
No, he's
going to
be a great play. I'm not going to use him. The first time this season, I will not have any Adam Wainwright.
You've finally given up on him.
Finally.
And so you're convinced that he's going to be good.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably going to do it. We'll have a more robust show tomorrow with Chris. Last thing I want to ask you, Neil Walker or Daniel Murphy tonight?
Neil Walker.
All right. That was the in my John Gray lineup, that was the last decision that I had to make. So I'm going to win all the money now. And you know what? That was 1/9 of my lineup. So maybe if I win all of the money, I'll give you 1/9 of the profit, but probably not, because it's your job. You're already getting paid for it. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
See ya.